Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
The other shooting, which would be the big one over the weekend, where I think at least 10 people were killed. Maybe it was Friday. It was Friday or Saturday. In and around the Buffalo, New York area at a grocery store. So that person's manifesto has come out. There's also...
It's so hard to find, though, and this is frustrating because I
found it on 4chan.
I was able to find it finally as well. I don't remember exactly now where I was able to find it at, but I noticed today as I was looking for this is my second attempt to find it, by the way. I noticed that news articles would mention it, and then they would provide a link, but the link would go to something completely different.
Mainstream media will almost never link to that
stuff. No, but they knew that, you know, if they were being honest journalists, they would have to... A link was expected of them because they were talking about the shooter's manifesto
or
whatever.
Normally you want to cite your sources.
So, like, the weirdest one I saw was Daily Mail, who said, you know, something about it was stored on this... It was a Google Doc stored here and blah, 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 blah. And they linked the word Google, and if you clicked it, it went to their trending page of articles that they had written that were about
the Daily Mail did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So
oh,
wow. it was just a way of them having a link there in regard, because
so
I imagine
it looked
most
like it.
Right. I imagine most people seeing that, they would just say, oh, okay, well, look, they're honest. They linked to the manifesto.
Nope.
But no, it's just a link to their own website where they list their most popular articles about Google, which no one would ever click in the first place. I can't believe such a thing existed, but this was common as I was looking for this manifesto. I didn't watch the Christchurch one or this one. I can imagine how horrifying they really are. And, you know, it is true that the media doesn't want you to watch these things and all of that, and allegedly for the same reason they don't want you to find the manifesto, but the manifesto is not going to cause any trauma to people by reading it, right?
Unless you're really weak. Yeah.
Right. You know, watching a video of actual real people, you know, getting
killed.
Shot in the head, that could traumatize a person. So I understand that.
So that video, by the way, if you go to social.freetalklive.com, just look at my profile. I didn't link to the video there. I just didn't. I didn't want to risk, you know, having my accounts taken down elsewhere because my social.freetalklive.com is linked over to Twitter. In fact, I figured they would take me down just for posting the manifesto over on Twitter, but they haven't yet, which I'm surprised about. So that is still there. Last time I checked, if you want to see this crazy 180-page rambling mess, which is always, you know, if your manifesto is more than a couple pages long, you're probably a crazy rambler, and that's what happened here. He's definitely a racist. I did not read it in great detail, but I did skim through it and picked out some interesting points. He is not against socialism. He does like a little Q&A about himself
in the
beginning portion.
That's within the first 10 or so pages where he asks himself a stupid question. And then he points out that it's a stupid question and calls himself an idiot for asking that stupid question.
It's obviously a sign of mental health when you do a question and answer with yourself. Are you schizophrenic? No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Shut up or you get us both in trouble.
He asks the question here, are you a conservative? And he says no. Conservatism is corporatism in disguise and he wants no part of it. He goes on to ask, are you right-wing? He says, depending on the definition, sure. Are you left-wing? Depending on the definition, sure. Are you socialist? Depending on the definition. He says, worker ownership of the means of production? It depends on who those workers are. And as Arya suggested, he probably means white people in that case. Their intentions and who currently owns the means of production, their intentions and who currently owns the state and their intentions. So he wants to have an ethno-state. He does say earlier on here that he is a self-described, I believe the term was ethno-nationalist. And so that's what he wants. He wants people who are of different colors to locate themselves in different locations. And ultimately, that's his goal. Of course, I guess he believes he's going to further that goal by murdering people. But that's what he says here.
Yeah, I always wonder what these guys think they're going to accomplish. I mean, he's certainly not going to change the demographics by, adding or removing 10 people.
As you no doubt heard, on Saturday there was yet another horrific shooting. I don't know about yet another. I think this is the first time I've heard about a horrific shooting this year. Killing 10 people and wounding more, from all current evidence, the shooter, a teenager, was a brainwashed white nationalist spewing nonsense and hate in a long manifesto that repeated bigoted propaganda found in darker corners of the internet. And on Fox News evening shows.
It says that?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No, but these guys are lefties, apparently. Yeah. He also streamed the shooting rampage live on Twitch and apparently communicated some of his plans via Discord and 4chan. Mm. See, 4chan, I don't know what to do about 4chan. It's just a nightmarish cesspool of toxic behavior and toxic
people.
Well,
I'm glad it's there. You don't do anything about it. You go there when you need something that's unusual, and then you don't have to spend any other time there.
I mean, I love it, but anytime we talk about a mass shooter who's motivated by racial things like this, like the Christchurch guy, it's all 4chan is always involved, man.
That's why I knew I could find it there.
Yeah.
I mean, I was striking out looking at mainstream media just as you were, and I thought, okay, well, I know where I can find it. And then I went and I looked, and it didn't take me more than a few threads and then control F to find the links.
Twitch quickly took down the stream, and Discord is apparently investigating. All of this is horrible, of course, but it seems worth noting that it's quite possible Twitch's removal could violate Texas's ridiculously screwed up social media law.
Under the question on page 10, what are your views? I would prefer to call myself a populist, but you can call me an ethno-nationalist, eco-fascist, national socialist, if you want, and I wouldn't disagree with you.
Now, I'm still early on in this crazy manifesto, but does he talk about the environment or
I think he does at one point. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember what he says about it, but so this guy's all over the place, but he's definitely an authoritarian.
Oh yeah.
And in fact, he even gets into where he scores on like a political chart or something like that.
He included his Meyer-Briggs test results as well. Yeah, it's completely nutty individual, man. And like his Facebook profile pictures.
That's the other thing. Facebook always takes down the profile. YouTube always takes down the channel. Twitch takes down his video, probably took down his whole channel. That's always how this happens. The mainstream media and corporate big tech comes in there and they wipe the slate as clean as possible so no one can actually learn what this person is about. Remember the train shooting in New York City a few weeks ago or a couple months ago?
That's right.
Subway shooter. Yeah.
The black guy, alleged black guy. I don't know if they convicted him of anything yet.
The really weird one. I don't know the details of the law. It was apparently, it declares social media platforms, quote, common carriers. And this was a big part of the hearing on Monday. It doesn't specify what hearing they're talking about. Apparently, there was some hearing Monday in Texas on the matter. That's today. Even though it's not at all clear what that actually means and whether or not a state can just magically declare a website a common carrier. But it's mainly weird.
Isn't a common carrier like a phone company, basically?
Well, a common carrier, generally understood, I mean, I think the post office would be called a common carrier as well. Generally, the way I would interpret that is more or less to say that they're supposed to be there for everybody. And that
they don't discriminate against somebody's viewpoint, that if somebody picks up a phone on the telephone system, they'll be able to make the call, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Right? And my understanding of the law in Texas is that it basically prohibits viewpoint discrimination. So basically, specifically political viewpoint discrimination. So basically what it's aimed at is not allowing companies like Twitter to rig elections by participating in the cover-up of things like the Hunter Biden laptop, which they did. And
they sure did. I don't agree with a legislative solution. I'm of the belief that these things should be left up so people can see for themselves what it is that this person did, how awful it actually was. If they're willing to go and watch this thing, which I was not. I was given a link to it, and I wasn't willing to go and see it because I've seen things like this before. And once you've seen one of them, you've kind of seen enough. But I think, you know, for not to glorify or anything like that, but just to see what actually transpired and not have to rely on somebody else's interpretation or somebody else's report about it. And that's why we, for years on Free Talk Live, we played the ISIS videos on the air here. Simply because, and it was also very hard to find those. You had to really look online to find those.
Were those the super produced ones that looked like they were
the
made
Hollywood
on green screens?
That and the lesser produced ones as well. Okay. Yeah, a lot of them. The propaganda ones with John Cantley, who was the British photographer that had been captured over there, and then they turned him into their spokesperson for a few years. Just to play out what it was that they had to say. The same reason that, you know, you go to RT.com, Russia Today, when you want to see what their side of the story is. Whenever the mainstream is trying to keep something away from you, to me, it makes me want to go see it more, right? Like when they ban a book. All right. Why are they banning this book?
And due to the way the law is structured, it's not just those who were moderated who can sue, but anyone who feels that their ability to receive the expression of another person was denied over the viewpoint of the speaker. So it's all very confusing, but anyone could basically say, I wanted to watch this video, and you removed it because he's a white nationalist who supports killing people.
Yeah, I think that this whole law
This article is probably a stretch. I think nobody's probably right about that, and that I think this the people who wrote this, they have an out for this particular law.
Too. I think the law should be overturned. I think that if Twitch were to challenge this law, I think they would prevail because they would simply argue they're not a common carrier. Okay, y'all can claim that we are, but it's a private website. Twitch is a website that can set its own rules, as bad as they are, as stupid as they are. And I got my disagreements with the Twitch. I mean, we've been banned off of Twitch before. It's been a long time, but I think it only happened once in the past. But it was...
You're welcome.
What the hell was it? Was it Topless Tuesday?
No, it was Aria
Uncensored.
It was
Topless Aria.
That's right. And so they've got some stupid, inconsistently applied, confusing rules.
Last year and presumably this year, we were waiting to see if we were going to get suspended again because of Topless Tuesdays being a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Were Topless Tuesdays a thing this year?
Last year they were.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
So I did want to mention here that the video is available to view on Odyssey.
That's
so
surprising.
I feel like that it's not that much of a surprise. Although I was curious, like, because Odyssey does have the ability to take down at least access to a video. If you use lbry.com and upload a video to that, it's technically uncensorable. They cannot delete something that you put on that system and that you are hosting yourself from your own computer because it's, you know, a decentralized media sharing protocol. Right. Odyssey, on the other hand, while it was built on top of Library, does have centralized servers that they serve videos from, and they are essentially a platform built on that protocol to some extent. And so because they control their platform, they can hit an off switch and make your video not viewable on their service. So the question was, were they going to do that?
I mean, they do have terms, and I would assume that those terms include, you know, no pornography, no illegal content.
They do include no pornography. And I believe there's something in there about acts of violence. I don't have it pulled up in front of me right now, but that they posted something yesterday on their @Odyssey team official channel on Twitter, and it says this: murdering people on live stream does not equal freedom of expression /speech. And I thought, when I read that, I thought, oh my God, is Odyssey going to take this video down if somebody uploads to it? They don't allow content or posts that promote terrorism, criminal activity, or credibly calls for violence.
But that's exactly it. He wasn't calling for violence, and he wasn't promoting violence.
Well, there's more.
Violence.
They don't allow excessive bullying of persons not well known.
This was definitely excessive bullying.
There's more. And they don't allow content uploaded with the intent to shame, deceive, or insult a minor, pornographic material, animal abuse, and torture, gore, or violence, as well as self-harm content and copyright-infringing material. So that's their cover your ass. That's their list of things that they officially say they can get rid of. But this video was posted yesterday. So it has been on the website for more than 24 hours, far longer than it would be allowed if you were, let's say, to upload it tonight to YouTube. You know they've got technology that identifies videos as banned, right? They can tell within a frame or two or whatever that it's the same video.
Pretty quick, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's gone. It doesn't even get posted. But this has been there since sometime yesterday and is on a channel called Censored News Now, with now 640 views. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on this and see if the video stays.
It would be interesting to know how they got it, too, because, you know, your comments about Twitch are not off base. If Twitch took it down, where else was it streamed? You know, how did somebody get it?
I've seen his name repeatedly. I'm reading the dude's manifesto. I don't know what his name was.
Yeah, I couldn't remember it either.
It was Peyton something.
It's Peyton Gendron.
Peyton Gendering?
Yeah, Gendering.
Are you misgendering the Peyton?
I don't know.
Peyton is a female name typically, right? It's not usually a male name.
It's not really a first name, is it?
It is, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've seen it as a female first name.
Yeah.
But in this case, it wasn't spelled the way he spelled it. It definitely looks more like a male spelling. Anyway, Payton. If you search for him, you're going to find a ton of news stories. So it's not like he's not getting coverage. It's not like there's not every mainstream media organization isn't talking about him. They are. So he's getting plenty of coverage. Why shouldn't we be able to see what he actually has to say? What kind of crazy is this person? And why should we believe what the mainstream media says? They're saying he's some sort of right winger while he says he's a socialist.
The source for me to find out, to find the manifest, I believe it came from what was ultimately essentially the Daily Stormer or whatever they're called, the Stormfront.
Oh, God.
It wasn't Stormfront, but it was like it. It was some sort of white nationalist website. That was where someone finally found the manifesto for me to...
Are they proud of this? I mean, do they think this advances their cause somehow?
No, the part that, you know, was shown to me was like, hey, look, we don't actually agree with a lot of this, but, you know, here it is, and we think it's important to archive it and to make sure that it's available. Like, man, I'm...
That's kind of embarrassing. They said what we said.
He says, did you always hold these views? This, again, from his question and answer with himself in the 180-page document.
Which is a weird thing to do, but he certainly did it.
He says, when I was 12, I was deep into communist ideology. Talk to anyone from my old high school and ask about me, and you'll hear that. From age 15 to 18, however, I consistently moved farther to the right. Now, if you just stopped reading there, you would think, he's a right winger. But no.
It's unusual for a 15 or 16-year-old to move to the right anyway, to be honest.
He's just saying he moved to the right of being a total communist. He says, on the political compass, I fall in the mild, moderate, authoritarian left category.
Okay, tell me, dude. You just killed 10 people to support your political ideology. You are not moderate anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what he says, right? So he says that he's both right and left, depending on the definition. He says he's a socialist, depending on the definition.
Well, I'm a socialist, depending on the definition.
What do you mean?
Well, if you define it as someone who recognizes that a system of communal property could work in a mutually agreed upon way where no one had force and violence being used against them,
but that's
sure.
not what a socialist is.
No, that'd be what a communist is. But you know, you could
a socialist always has to do with the state ownership of production.
I just wanted to mention that we paid for this traffic study the city did. Well, one of the Mayor Barry's former mayor got $75,000 for doing no work whatsoever because it was a bogus study because the decision was based on whatever the voters wanted.
Was that word salad supposed to mean anything? What happened? Run this by me again.
Okay, in other words, when Mayor Barry got elected after the third year of his first term, he said, I will base my red light camera decision on a solid study. I'm going to do a traffic study. So this study dragged out for like about 9 months. And then all of a sudden it got dumped off to have the voters decide. But one of his friends got paid $75,000 to do this study that dragged out for 9 months. And then it got, and then they had this election like 9 months before the election. And then after he got, and then he said, well, I'm going to do the wishes of the voters. 3,000 more people.
So hold on, just to clarify, you're saying that the mayor said he was going to go based on a study as far as whether or not to get rid of red light cameras, but then ultimately let the voters decide on it?
Right. He kind of switched it over.
There's something called nepotism, right? Where, buddies get their back scratched, family members, friends of politicians get jobs and contracts in this case. So the mayor said, oh, well, we need a study about the red light cameras, and then hired his buddy to do a $75,000 study, which probably was like $5,000 of study and $70,000 going into somebody's pocket. And then he ultimately didn't even rely on that, is what Sarah is pointing out. So it was a total waste. And this kind of stuff happens in local governments all the time.
Yeah, but Sarah,
does this help you understand why we shouldn't turn everything over to government and let them make all our decisions?
Oh, I know. I definitely agree with you. I don't I don't trust the government like you guys. But I'm the only one that follows this issue. Red light camera issues.
Yeah, it's like you're the only one that cares about red light cameras.
Nobody else cares.
Besides the company. You don't hold stock in the red light company, do you? The camera company? Red Flex or whatever they're called?
What's amazing is that everybody that I talk to is just completely so stupid. They do this kind of stuff because nobody cares.
You know, years ago, back when I lived in Mississippi and I was using a library, they were back then talking about this new mechanism that was going to store people's files for them so their computers didn't have to be on 24/7. Mm-hmm. And it just dawned on me tonight that that's Odyssey. And years later, they did finally roll it out and it did work. And it's awesome piece of software. And it's just an irrelevant point that,
it is great.
They planned this years ago.
But it is a platform. As we were pointing out, the platform does have rules. Library does not. LibraryLBRY.com is a protocol. And the difference, I bet you could probably sum it up.
A protocol is a set of rules for how computers interact. And a platform may implement protocols. Mm-hmm. All platforms use at least some protocols because HTTP is a protocol.
That's what the P stands for. And HTTP is protocol.
That's how you get your information from them. WebSockets is a protocol.
TCP/IP.
TCP/IP is a protocol, which is low level and literally used by every internet site.
Right, and normally you don't need to know anything about protocols to use the internet, to use programs, to make sure you can get your things done that you need to get done.
And that's true of library as well.
Protocols are something you have to understand to write programs, but not to use them.
So AP reporting here that Joe Biden has signed an order to deploy U.S. troops to Somalia because, you don't actually have to put in a declaration of war these days.
No, declaring war, that's passe. That's like old people stuff.
That's like 100 years ago.
Using gold as money kind of stuff. No one does that anymore.
Or following the Constitution.
You want to call up Somalia on your flip phone and let them know that you're declaring war on them, Grandpa?
Amid heightened concerns about the country's Islamic extremist rebels, known as Al-Shabaab.
They don't sound like a threat to me.
They probably aren't.
They sound like a tasty snack. Hey, you want some Al-Shabaab or some shish kebab?
Got some Shabaab on the bobby. The move is a reversal of... Now, this was a surprise. I didn't know. Did you know Donald Trump actually removed people from Somalia?
No,
I did not.
That apparently was. So we knew that he was pulling troops out of Afghanistan, and Joe Biden finished that task when he took office, which is one of the few good
finished
things.
Finished it badly, though.
Whatever. It's one of the few good things that he actually did, which was to pull out of Afghanistan. But apparently,
Trump becomes the most peaceful president of my lifetime, if I die and that's still the case, I'm going to be so disappointed. When God says, "All right, what happened down there?" I'm like, dude, that's your problem. No one else can fix that. Since this war started, Zelensky has done nothing but be a tyrant. He's crushed freedom of the press. He's threatening to throw people in prison for spreading misinformation.
The opposition has already been locked in prison and disqualified from running for elections. They've taken over TV stations.
Those are the things that we expect from Russia, but Russia, meanwhile, they've shut down, I think, one news station, and that person, or radio station, I don't remember now, that person is suing the Russian government in the courts.
Yeah.
That's not being allowed to the owners of the Ukrainian television stations that got shut down.
No, it's martial law there.
So, I don't know, between the two, at this point, and this isn't a universally true thing, but at this point, comparing Putin and Zelensky, I would rather have Putin.
Well, they're both bad. Bad news.
I'd rather do without either of them. Yeah.
But I see.
That's
where
I phrase it as a dichotomy. Doing with neither of them is not an option.
Right.
So the move is a reversal of Donald Trump's late-term decision to remove nearly all 700 special operations forces that had been operating in Somalia. So he basically pulled everybody out of Somalia, and now they're going back. Biden's decision, confirmed by a senior administration official, comes after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin requested the deployment, quote, to reestablish a persistent U.S. military presence in Somalia to enable a more effective fight against al-Shabaab, which has increased in strength and poses a heightened threat.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.